Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Doggy.
Yeah, I did.
Wrong one. I mean, I guess it might work. Anyway.
Kind of close.
6:13. Good morning, Brock Hunter. Welcome to it.
Morning.
It is the Plan B Morning Show, and we got to keep removing. It is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Nothing like being naked, stuck upside down in between two buildings. That's right. Southern California firefighters had to help free a woman who was stuck upside down and naked between two buildings. Here is the eyewitnesses talking
woman.
About.
It's yeah, a it's, big woman.
This thing's how close were these buildings
Wait,
together?
Was lodged or how's this work?
Right in between. Here's some eyewitness account and the firefighters explaining it.
Well, we heard a lady in the back behind our shop over there screaming, you know what I'm saying? And to see her stuck between the two walls, and she's all naked.
The main focus is to get to her without injuring her.
It's stuck between two walls all naked, and you know, I got
all
it.
All naked and stuff, you know, all naked like.
I don't know what exactly the lady was doing, naked, upside down. So there's a lot of unanswered questions. A lot of unanswered questions in this. Okay, first of all, Hunter, like you brought up, like, how big was she? Like, are we talking like standard gapping in between women or in between like, buildings?
Like, how close are these buildings? Like, is there a street below her? It's a big.
Why was she naked? Okay, that's the other question. Two, how did she get upside down? I mean, that means she had to fall from the top, right?
Yeah. Maybe she was just like walking backwards and out the window.
I mean, she could have been having a midday rendezvous with someone in an upper floor, and things got a little heated, and she walked backwards, fell out a window, got wedged in. She could have been doing some hardcore naked parkour on the roofs of the building and fell down in between the cracks. There's so many unanswered questions with this naked woman stuck between two buildings.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of jokes into this situation. But, dude, could you imagine being stuck upside down, naked, in between? So for instance, like your chimney.
Yeah.
Like you go head first down. How did you get stuck? Dude, that is the most. I'm kind of claustrophobic in that way. And if I'm upside down and naked, that doesn't help. Terrifying.
That's why I've never had a big desire to go like spelunking, like hardcore spelunking. You see these guys like wedging themselves in these tight areas and everything. Like, oh yeah,
like this the cave diving.
Yeah, yeah. Ah. No, F that. That is nightmare fuel. Okay, and then yeah, like you said, add in being naked into the whole mix. That's not how you want to meet Jesus. All right,
no,
you don't want to meet Jesus naked, stuck upside down. Okay.
No. Oh, that's terrifying.
You get up to the pearly gates. How'd you get here? Well, funny story. You guys are going to get a kick out of this. I was naked. That's where we'll start. Okay. Yeah, you're one of those guys. So anyway, they got her. She's fine. And yeah, no more
but
naked.
So they have to like pull her out by her feet then, I assume.
So what I gathered from the photos, they like cut underneath her and then pulled her through, almost like a baby being born. Like, it's like that. You know what I mean?
She's reborn.
Like, yeah. She's
crying, too.
Anyway, so.
That's terrible.
Okay, be careful if you're naked out there. You don't want to get stuck upside down in between two buildings. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.